And so, y'all, my cheeks are like really blush right now. I promise y'all, if I was like pale, my cheeks would be like rosy red. So, he said that he, backstory, I was talking about how a friend of my ex was, how I knew that my future husband is supposed to be a pastor and et cetera, et cetera, and light skin and everything else. So I was talking about how I received the gift of speaking in tongues in church, and fast forward, I had always been told that I was going to be a pastor's wife up until the point that I got older. And now to fast forward to when I went to Texas, I was talking about my infertility and how the depot shot had made me very off. My body was off. And so then I went to, like I said, I went to Texas and I met my friend, which was Lady X, and you, Lady S, and you'll hear her rephrase to us often. Because we were close and everything, we used to talk. But we fast forward, we're at this hotel, and I'm talking about me, up until me meeting my ex, and why how I started to connect the dots, sort of speak. And the day that I actually met him, and the weird coincidence that happened up until that. So he said that he had seen me in a larger room, which I had. It's true, I had seen a guy light skinned, and I had like smelt the guy before I paid attention to him, because like I said, at the time I really was not trying to focus on men, because my focus was church and God, and I was so concerned about God, and I was like, God's gonna bring me my husband regardless, you know, whoever it is. And oddly enough, that person showed up. Hey. So what happened was, I had this dream, this reoccurring dream. One of them was, which was that, vision, I had saw my ex, and it portrayed to be my husband, right? And so in my mind, I was thinking like, oh no, my husband is coming back, because in the dream, that's who, like, the person portrayed it to be, like, my husband. It wasn't a fact, but that was the person's face who I saw. And so I was like, initially I was worried, because we had gotten stolen from, or some things was misplaced. It seemed like we were getting stolen from. And so that person, it was after that person had left. And if I recall correctly, I don't remember what happened in the middle part, but I do remember the final part was, we were at this train station. This was in the vision that I saw. We were at this train station, and something happened, and I was talking to this white guy, and he had gave me some money for some reason, because he liked me, and I had left. And long story short, I was outside, and I called a number, and he picked up. You know, there was some things that happened in the middle part. I'm not going to talk about that, because I don't think that they're pertinent to me telling. Because I try not to into my dreams because I don't know what they are. But he answered, and he was like, "Baby, I'm on my way." And I saw his car, the version of his car, his license plate that he had, and his face. He's like, "Baby, I'm coming to pick you up," or "I'm coming to turn around." He's basically turning around. So he turned back around. I got in the car, and it was something happened to where I was like, "I got this money." He threw the money out the car, and he was like, "If you want some money, I'll give you some money." And then he like handed me like the same amount that he just threw out the car, and I'm like, I'm clueless as to what. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He was like, "I'm the one that's gonna take care of you." Like, cocky and confident. I'm like, "Okay, that's weird." And at that time, that's when, like, at the point where I had left the hotel and went to the train station, that's when his face switched. And so it was no longer, he didn't no longer look like my ex-husband. Which is who I equated that to. And in no process did my ex contact me or show up, my ex-husband rather. But this is relevant because the things happened as I told, because he showed up, it was exactly to the T. He went into the refrigerator, looked for food, and it was so funny because I was told, I heard this voice tell me, like, there was a trap that's set for you and your husband. And I'm like, "My future husband?" And I'm like, "I don't understand it." And it was like literally right before he came. It was like right before he came. And I would always hear a reference as to pray for your husband, so to speak. And I would see his face. It was always him. It was never my ex. Still to this day, like, the voice that when I hear clearly, like, "Pray for your husband," it's always geared towards him. It's never been about my ex. So that's why I always also assumed that the divorce was clear, because I was like, "Ain't no way I'm gonna remarry somebody else and still be married," you know, in a way. And I was like, with God involved, that's just the exact opposite of what he does, like, for real. And so, the day that I met him, I went and I was supposed to be babysitting, because long story short, he would drive by me, and I don't know, I don't remember if we ever made eye contact up until that day or what, but it was just like a tease, and I was just like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He's just gonna drive by me like every day." And I had pinpointed down to the exact time when he would come by. Like, no lie, I would be like, I think it was like between 2 and 3 or something like that, maybe 3 and 4, but whatever it was, I would be outside with my kids and my treasure, and just to see him drive by. And I was just like, this is such a tease. And I'm trying to make sure this is not too long. So stay tuned for part 3, okay? I'm not gonna do recap, but I am gonna keep talking.